بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my dear friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Every now and then, I'll perhaps warm up a cup of milk or a bowl of soup in the microwave. And the hardest thing for me, the biggest challenge always, is trying to figure out how long to put it in for. Because every once in a while, what will happen is it'll boil over and I'll have a mess on my hands. And then I'll be sitting there taking out the tray, cleaning up the microwave, cleaning the cup, refilling it, putting it back, and then again trying to figure out how long to put it for so that it warms up properly yet doesn't boil over. Now, it's complicated to figure out because, of course, it depends on the quantity of the liquid. It depends on the liquid itself. It depends on its boiling point, and so on and so forth. So from that, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a defined boiling point for each liquid substance at any given pressure. So when that liquid reaches that temperature, it tries to evaporate and it starts to boil, and sometimes it spills over from its defined space in which it's supposed to be in. So in the same way as human beings, we all individually have our own boiling points. And when we become emotionally heated, then our senses, just like the liquid starts to evaporate, our senses also sometimes tend to start evaporating. And sometimes then, that leads our actions to spill over the defined space that we have, that we normally limit ourselves to. Now the difference though is that while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given the liquid substances any choice in terms of when they boil over and when they don't, there's no control over that for them. But for us human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to control ourselves. So a man came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was very eager to be advised by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he wanted some advice from him. So he came and he said, "Advise me." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Do not become angry and furious." But you know, he wanted something more. He wanted something more. It wasn't good enough for him. He wanted more. So he insisted. He said the same question. He kept asking over and over again, "Advise me, advise me." And at each instance, and in another hadith it's mentioned that he did that 3 times, and in each case, the Prophet ﷺ advised him, "Do not become angry and furious." Now this brings up a couple of questions. It brings up a couple of questions. The first one is, does that mean that anger is totally forbidden? And how should anger be dealt with? How should it be dealt with? So first of all, obviously we all know that anger is a natural emotion. And because it is a natural emotion, it cannot be totally eliminated. Right? It's not like we have, you know, a battery, or we have something inside, or we just says anger on it, we take it and we throw it away and that's the end of it. No. Right? It's a natural emotion, it's a natural feeling that comes, and it can't totally be eliminated. And therefore, it's not forbidden. Anger in itself, the emotion, is not forbidden, because we don't have complete control over it. Rather, this hadith, the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, is an indication to us that anger should be avoided as much as possible, and it shouldn't be entertained. One of the masters of hadith, Imam Al-Khattabi, he explains the meaning of this hadith in Fiqh al-Bari. And he says, اجتنب أسباب الغضب ولا تتعرض لما يجلبه. Meaning, what the Prophet ﷺ is actually telling us is that we need to avoid the causes of anger, What do we need to do? We need to avoid the causes of anger, and we are not to expose ourselves to things that bring anger forth towards us. So what is it? It's to avoid the causes, the things that cause anger, and we are to protect ourselves from exposing ourselves to the things that bring anger forth. So in order to do that, we need to study ourselves. We need to study ourselves, and you know, we know that heat can make a liquid boil, right? So for ourselves, we have to look at, okay, what are the situations? What are the circumstances? What are the things that can heat us up emotionally? And then, how can we shield ourselves? How can we shield ourselves and protect ourselves from these things? Now, of course, every one of us, every person is different. So the answer for each person will vary. So that's the first step. So the first step is we try to find the ways, the reasons that cause us to be angry, and how we can protect ourselves from those. But then what? Let's say we try to shield ourselves, we try to protect ourselves, yet we still find ourselves becoming angry. So then what do we do? What's the second step? The second step then is to divert that energy, because just as it takes energy for water or for liquid to boil, there's also energy involved in being angry and expressing our anger. So the key is to take that energy and instead of using it to express our anger, redirecting that energy into repressing the anger, into pressing it down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this as one of the qualities of the people who are of taqwa, who are God-fearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْكَاظُمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In describing these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are those who repress their anger. Who repress their anger, and not only that, but repressing their anger and then they pardon people. There are those who repress their anger and who pardon people, and verily Allah loves those who are the muhsinun, meaning the good doers. Now of course, it took me only a few seconds to say that, but it's easier said than done, right? So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us very clearly that laysa ash-shadidu bis-sur'a, you know, the person who is strong is not the one, you know, who can overcome people by his strength, by his physical strength. إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. Rather, the strong one is the person who can control himself in the time of anger. So, you know, a lot of times we like to work out, and especially for the guys, right? So it'll be like bench pressing, like seeing how much you can lift, and so on and so forth. But the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, that the real strength is in controlling ourselves emotionally, and that is what we really need to work on. So then the question is, you know, what can we do? How can we work on this, right? What do we need to do? What can we do to control our anger? So going back to the analogy of the milk or the soup boiling over, you know, when the milk is boiling over, what do? You just stand there and watch it, and, you know, or turn the heat up? Or leave it longer in the microwave? No, right? We turn off the microwave, we turn off the heat, we let it cool down. So the Prophet ﷺ has said that anger actually comes from shaitan. So where does anger come from? Anger comes from shaitan. So he has recommended that if we feel that we are becoming angry, what do we say? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And this comes in the hadith, that if he saw two people getting angry and quarreling with one another, and he said that they should say أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and that will take away the source of that anger. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ describes the fact that shaitan, obviously, has been created from fire, and fire is extinguished with water, right? So the Prophet ﷺ then said and has recommended to make wudu. So if we find ourselves getting angry, to take ourselves out of the situation and make wudu. And if it's not possible to do that, then we can have a drink of water. Now a lot of times the impulsive reaction is to want to do something. Right? So when we get angry, the impulsive reaction is to express that anger in some way and to get it out and to do something about it. So therefore the Prophet ﷺ has told us that if you're standing up and you're getting angry, you should try to sit down. And if that doesn't work, if you're sitting down and we're still feeling angry, then you should lie down. And the idea behind that is to make it difficult. It's to make it difficult and inconvenient to do something out of rage in the moment of that anger. And this actually reminds me of when I was grade 11, and I had to do a paper, or you know, an essay or a project on an emotion, or for an English class. So I chose anger because, you know, a lot of times anger you know, affects our relationships with people. So what I had to do was I had to interview one or two people and find out how anger affects them, and more importantly, how they react to anger. Like, what do they do when they get angry? So I went up to one of my classmates and asked him, okay, I said, okay, what happens when you get angry? So he said, well, he thought about it, and he said, you know, I'll get quiet, because people respond in different ways, right? People react in different ways. So he said he would get quiet, and then he would take it in slowly, but then he would come to a point where he wouldn't be able to take it anymore, and he'll just get up and do something. And as soon as he does that, he said he'll just calm down right after that. Right after that, he would just calm down. So I said, okay, fine, and I wrote about it. Now, amazingly, a few days later, we were sitting there having, I think it was breakfast. So everyone's sitting, and I used to live there, by the way, that's why we were having breakfast there. So, after all having breakfast, now that student, that classmate, gets into a little tussle, verbally, with another student. So he says, you know, so they exchange words and so on, and I'm watching this, right? I'm like, okay, what's going to happen now? Because, you know, he just told me about all this stuff. And it was like a script, I'm telling you. Like, he sat there, I'm watching his face, I could see the tension. You know, it's building. He's sitting there, he's taking it in. He gets up, walks across, you know, knocks the guy in the mouth. And that's it, right? And then, you know, one of the other bigger guys gets up and drags him to the teacher, to the supervisor. And, you know, and then right then he cools down. That was it. You know, he got it out of his system, and that was it. He was perfectly fine after that. So, again, the idea is to make it difficult for us to fall into that impulsive reaction. So these are the tips that the Prophet ﷺ has given us. Now there's other things that can work as well. One of them is to think, and this has actually worked for me, is to think beyond the conflict that we're dealing with, that is creating this anger. Because if you think about it, every single word, every single action actually takes us further away from one another, right? If you think about it physically, every single word, every single action takes us away from one another. And the more we speak, and this applies everywhere, like to our family members, husband and wife, whatever, right? Or kids among themselves. The more we engage ourselves in a state of anger, the more of a rift we create with one another. But eventually there has to be reconciliation, right? Eventually there's going to be a point when we have to come back and, you know, bridge that gap and come together again. Now, the further away we drift away, the more distance we have to cover in order to come back, right? So this is one thing. I know it can be hard, but if you think about that, it actually gives us a reason to calm down and to tell ourselves, okay, there's no point of continuing with this, because the more we continue with this, the more of a distance it will create between us, and therefore, the more of a distance we will need to cover to come back together. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that when we respond, we need to respond with something that can help the situation and not make it worse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ, right? So first of all, he says the good deeds and the evil deeds cannot be equal. But then he says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. So repel the evil with one which is better. And he goes on to say, then verily Allah will be, verily between whom whom the person and you, between there was enmity, will become as though he was a close friend. So that teaches us, and I mentioned this to one of the kids the other day, well, in the beginning of our classes, was, you know, if somebody says something to you, or if there's a fire somewhere, right, we don't fight the fire with fire. Rather, we fight the fire with water. Because if we have a fire, and the fire station goes and puts another fire there, it's not going to help. It's just going to make it worse, right? So if there's a fire, we fight the fire with water, and the fire will go out. Now, all that being said, it's not to say that the Prophet ﷺ never got angry. The Prophet ﷺ did get angry, but not for his personal gain, or not for his pride, or not for his ego, but rather, he got angry on occasions for matters of truth and matters of religion. But let's note, this is important, let's note how the Prophet ﷺ dealt with that anger. The Prophet ﷺ did not fly into a rage, right? Rather, when he did get angry, it would be expressed on his face. So the most that would happen is it would be expressed on his face, the Prophet ﷺ's face would turn red, and if somebody was watching him and seeing him, they would be able to tell that he was upset. He wouldn't scream, he wouldn't yell, rather he would educate, or he would make a comment to correct the situation then and there. This is how the Prophet ﷺ dealt with anger when it came to matters of truth and falsehood and matters of religion. So in the end, we've got to remember that we all have differences in terms of how we react to different emotions, for example, anger. So we need to study ourselves, right? This goes for myself and for the rest of us. Individually, we study ourselves and we see, okay, what are the things that cause us to be angry? And then map out that anger to see how do we behave? What causes us to be angry? How do we behave when we get angry? And then how do we become normal again? And if we can figure that out, if we can map that out, then we can control ourselves and avoid falling into the pit of anger and rage. Finally, I'd like to end with the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he says, some are swift to anger and swift to cool down. Right? So some people, he's describing the different types of people. So some are swift to get angry, quick to get angry, quick to cool down. And in that case, he says, the one characteristic makes up for the other. Right? So the one characteristic of being angry quickly, that makes up for cooling down quickly. So it's equal. Some other people are slow to anger and slow to cool down. And then again, one of the characteristics makes up for the other one. But he says, the best of you are those who are slow to anger. The best of you are those who are slow to anger. So it takes you a long time. Somebody would have to work very hard to make you angry. And you are swift to cool down. So it takes a long time to get you angry. And when you get angry, if you do, then you're able to cool down very quickly. And the worst of you are those who are swift to anger, who get angry very fast, but then are slow to cool down. So who heat up very fast, but then it takes forever for them to cool down. And then he continued, and he says, beware of anger. He says, beware of anger, for it is a live coal on the heart of the descendant of Adam alayhi salam. It's like a live coal, hot. Do you not notice the swelling of the veins of his neck and the redness of his eyes, meaning in the state of anger? So when anyone experiences anything of that nature, he should lie down and cleave to the earth. So this is advice to us from the Prophet ﷺ. Every single one of us is different in how we react, in the type of emotions we have, and how we deal with them. But this is advice from the Prophet ﷺ, and of course guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing us what is the best way to deal with these. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, make me among the followers of this advice, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant calmness and peace to all of us in our hearts and our minds.